Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes and the host for tonight's program. For those of you listening for the very first time, we've been on the air now since December 2005. Six of those years, 2006, 2011, were all trips back and forth to Iraq and Afghanistan, five times in Iraq and three in Afghanistan, and going out on missions with the troops, really focusing on what they wanted, which was to show people back home how they were helping people. So that brought us into a lot of the villages, communities, interviewing a lot of local people, on a lot of missions outside the wire. And we have hundreds of videos on our YouTube page. If you just go to our talkingwithheroes.com, and you'll see the little YouTube button on the top there on the right. Just click on it. It's amazing. No money for advertising to promote the videos, but we're pushing 400,000 that have watched one or more videos. And the last year, it just seems like it's escalating every month. We're 2,000 or more new people a month. So I'm really excited about being able to get their stories out like this, even years later. And also, for the last 2 years, we've been talking with nonprofits, military support groups, organizations involved with recreational therapy, all members of the R4 Alliance. That's www.r4alliance.org. Amazing veterans I've been talking with, military families, caregivers, and just a huge number of organizations that just joining this alliance and working with each other. So that's been really great. Tonight we're going to do something kind of a little different. I've never interviewed somebody who had been a POW, a prisoner of war, and we're going to do that tonight. We're going to be talking with Ralph Galati. He is an Air Force Vietnam veteran, and he was a prisoner of war in Hanoi for 14 months, and what he's doing now is just really amazing, too, so I'm looking forward to talking to Ralph. Ralph, welcome to the program, and thank you for your service to our country.
Sure, and it's great to be here this evening. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you very much. It's an honor to talk with you. If you don't mind, if you could start out, just share a little bit about your service and your experience. I mean, I cannot imagine what it'd be like to be a prisoner of war for 14 months. So just start off, go back, and talk a little bit about your service.
Sure, and I couldn't imagine it either, believe me. I graduated from college in 1970 here in Philadelphia at St. Joseph's University and was commissioned to the Air Force ROTC, and I went to flight school and then upgraded to the F-4 Phantom program, and then that was a pipeline right to Southeast Asia, and went to Thailand in October of 71 and flew combat missions out of Thailand. At that time, my missions there were mostly over Laos and Cambodia. And we really didn't fly any missions over South Vietnam. That was for bases out of South Vietnam. But the F-4 was a great aircraft. But on my 69th mission, February 16th, 1972, my pilot, Bill Schwartfeger, and I were on a forward air controlling mission, and we got hit by a SAM and were shot down over the really southernmost part, just north of the DMZ, of North Vietnam. We were immediately captured. We landed in a village, you know, and a day later we ended up in what we didn't know at the time, but later on became the Hanoi Hilton. And I spent, the first 75 days were either in isolation or solitary confinement, and then more and more American airmen were being shot down because we had reactivated combat missions over North Vietnam in 72. And then we ended up getting moved into larger groups as people got more and more people got shot down, whether it was Air Force or Navy and Marine. I spent most of my time in the Hanoi Hilton, but I also spent time in some of the other camps that were spread out across the Hanoi area, things like places like the zoo and the plantation and the briar patch and several different sections of the Hilton. And then came December of 72, when they had the big bombing missions there at the Christmas time, about 10 or 12 straight days of B-52s and other combat missions. over the Hanoi area, which led to the peace agreements in January of 73, and then the repatriation of the POWs that started in February of 73, and then my release March 28th of 73. Then I spent another 5 years in the Air Force till 78, and then after that, a little bit in the reserves, but the bulk of my career after that was 28 years with IBM. A lot of those years also as an adjunct professor at local colleges, and then the last 5 or 6 years really after retirement focused on veterans services, both in my county and now at St. Joe's, helping our student veterans and doing entrepreneurship programs for veterans, helping veterans that want to start their own business.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that too, because I'm really interested in learning more about what you're doing at St. Joseph's University. You were also, after you left the Air Force, you were with IBM for quite a few years, right?
Yeah, for 28 years. So the bulk of my career was really spent in the business, but, you know, today I look back and say, well, I had 8 years in the military, 30 years as a teacher, 28 in industry, and I really think that that helps me bond a little bit more with our student veterans and even our our business veterans, because I could speak the language of those three disciplines a bit. And the key thing is to be sure if we can intercept our veterans early enough is to point them on a proper career path, whether it would be, you know, college or community college or a trade school or something else. And so our biggest challenge right now is finding our veterans, especially the post 9/11 veterans that are being discharged today, and catching them early enough from when they're discharged so that we could give them guidance on not just a really good career path. We don't want them to, by default, just be using the post 9/11 GI Bill because that's what they happen to think they have to do. But if we could catch them early enough, we could put them on a good path. We could ensure they get all their health care benefits through the VA if they're eligible. We could ensure they're getting disability benefits if they're eligible. We could be helping them, you know, with family issues. We could be sure they understand about VA home loans. So we tend to find that a lot of veterans seem to be woefully undisciplined or unaware of a lot of the benefits that they qualify for, that they are fully eligible for. So if we could find them early enough, we could really help these folks a lot.
Absolutely. So now you are, I'm not sure what your position is there, but you are with a program called the Veterans Entrepreneurship Program at St. Joseph's, right?
Yes, I'm at my alma mater, St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. And we just started the office 2 years ago this month. It's the Office of Veteran Services. It's a little bit unique in that we have two full-time veterans on staff. And we have a couple of missions. Our primary mission is the delivery of these entrepreneurship programs, of which we have two. And the purpose for that is to really help veterans and sometimes spouses or partners on a path to success for those that want to start their own business. The programs are provided at no charge. You know, we rely on donations and gifts, so it's at no charge to the veteran.
Hello?
And it could last anywhere from, 9 to 12 months, combination of online self-study and on-campus stuff, training. So it's really good for those that want to be in that. And then the other missions we have are around our student veterans that are at St. Joe's, and that's a combination of recently discharged veterans or retirees. Sometimes it's spouses or dependents. We even have active duty people that are taking online classes. And then we want to be sure they get all their benefits. And then we want to try to link up our student veterans that are looking for jobs and careers with local companies that are veteran-friendly that want to hire veterans. So they're the three things that we really work on, and it is all veteran-focused. St. Joe's has been, you know, really supportive. They're a long history of being veteran-friendly. You know, our history that we have found goes back to 1862, where one of our early students ended up winning the Medal of Honor in the Civil War. And then we have history that, really gets activated here at the end of World War I and World War II, where the veterans community really helped St. Joe's grow and thrive, because especially after World War II with the GI Bill. So it's a really great mission we're on, and we really have been very supportive, not just by the school, but by the community at large.
That's great. I think it's great with what you're doing and the university. So you have programs there for the veterans that are in St. Joseph's University, but you're also now reaching out with your veterans entrepreneurship program to veterans who are not necessarily students there, right?
Correct. Yeah, and then we're having a program here in the fall in October, and we'll have students. We'll have members of the class. They have nothing to do. They're not students. They're veterans from across the country, and I think we'll have we know we have folks coming from California, Texas, Colorado, Illinois, and then the three or four states surrounding, Pennsylvania, New York and New Jersey and Maryland. So it's a good cross section. We'll have all five branches of the service. We'll have our first Coast Guard student. We have 23 students. We'll have men and women officers enlisted. It's a really good cross-section with a really good breadth of business opportunities, everything from selling products to selling services to nonprofits to consultants. And our job is to give them a really good grounding in basic business fundamentals and how to run a business so that they could be jump-started. So we want to see if we could accelerate the pace where they could get into business and start being successful for them and their families. We will have upwards of 75 or 80 local business professionals, entrepreneurs, veterans, and St. Joe's Business School faculty that will provide pro bono assistance during that week. So everybody comes in and does it because they want to help veterans. They do it at no charge. We'll have mentors. We'll have a venture pitch competition. It's a really robust combination of education and services that we provide at no charge. The more we get the word out, the more we'll get people that are interested in this kind of a business opportunity to hopefully apply for our program.
So this program, it's called Jumpstart. I remember reading that you used that term. So it's called Jumpstart, and it starts October 29th through November 6th, right?
Right, and we have 23 students enrolled, and then next year we'll have two programs. We'll have one in April of 2017, and that's done through our affiliation as a consortium member of Syracuse University, who's been doing this about 10 years. That program right now is for post-9/11 disabled veterans, and then we'll have another one of our Jumpstart programs next October as well. So we're going to try to run two a year for the next few years, as long as the money holds up and the interest is there.
Okay, now you mentioned something else real quick, caught my attention. You said nonprofits. Are you accepting veterans that maybe are running nonprofits to help them with learning how to better operate their nonprofit?
Yeah, exactly. And we have learned through the last two cohorts that we've conducted that you can't just provide business education, that sometimes the disciplines and tools and fundraising apparatus is a lot different for nonprofits. So we're going to have a little bit of a breakout track for nonprofits this time, where we could spend a little more time on the uniquenesses of that kind of a business venture. So we learn a little bit each time we run a session, and that discipline will be focused on a little bit differently this time through.
Okay, so for veterans listening, whether it's live today or a week or so down, a month down the road, whatever, what would they do? They would go first to your website, right? And website would they go to?
They could go to SJU for St. Joseph's University, sju.edu/veterans, and that'll get them into our website, or they could go to sju.edu/VEJ for Veterans Entrepreneurial Jumpstart, and that'll talk about one of our programs. And once they get into there, they could at least see the robustness of the program. They can link into us and get to us either by either email or phone. And we really encourage people to either apply or request information so that we can ensure that it's the right program for them and that they're a good fit. And we want people that are committed to that, and not just people that are kicking tires. We want to be sure that it's a good use of their time and a good use of our money. And so far, it's been really very rewarding. We'll have by the end of this year, we'll have had almost 65 students through our program. Doesn't sound like a lot, but you try to keep the classes to 20 to 25 so that we could have as much one-to-one, hands-on customization as possible. And you know, you don't want to make it so large that sometimes the folks get lost in the mix.
Right. So you still have a few openings then for your October 29th and November 6th jumpstart?
The application right now is closed. You know, we have 23,
okay.
So we're kind of at the high end of our capability. I mean, if somebody came in last minute and we still have a little bit of room, you know, we're not going to shut anybody away. But we have to be
right.
sure they're in enough time that, you know, they could start all the training programs on schedule, which will pick up around right after Labor Day. So I'd rather people call us to, you know, kick some tires than just think that they have to wait till next year.
Right, right. So your
next one,
you said, is in April?
Yeah, we'll have one in
after
April.
This one?
The next one will be, I think it's the last week of April, and that'll be through our affiliation with Syracuse. So that's a program called EBV for Entrepreneurship Boot Camp for Veterans with Disabilities. And then we'll do our program again next October.
And then next October. Okay.
Right.
Now you're also on, you're on Facebook and Twitter, right?
Yeah, and God forbid that I should remember what they are. It's SJU
Veterans. I have it printed here. Yeah, I have it printed here. On Twitter, it's St. Joseph's. And then on Facebook, I think I typed in St. Joseph University, and it came up.
Yeah, there you go. Or it
and
could
then,
be SJU Veterans,
yeah.
Something like that. So we're easily found if you look up either St. Joseph Veterans or Veteran Services, will easily pop up.
Right. Okay. Great. Now, what is there any cost for the veterans? Also, I heard you earlier say spouses too. Is there any cost for them to participate, or just the cost of
everything
getting themselves
is provided?
In?
Everything is provided at no charge. We'll do everything from the cab to the airport. We pay for travel and cabs and hotel and transportation. We pay for meals, education, books. We make a healthy commitment to the program, and as long as the students do their part, which is doing the legwork up front, coming prepared, having a draft of their business plan, attending class, being active, being participatory, and so far that has not been a problem. When they're here, we work them pretty hard. We have them when they come to the class segment 9 days on campus. We have them from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So we work them pretty hard. And there's a lot of material to cover in just a short amount of time. And our surveys so far have been really good. And one thing they haven't complained about is the work. So they're putting in the effort. We're giving them a really good, robust, professionally delivered education by really serious business people. And so we know it's rewarding. And we know at the end, the term jumpstart is exactly that. We want to be sure we help them accelerate the path to success.
Absolutely. Now, I remember reading that once the Jumpstart program is finished, they've gone back home. You keep working with them, though, right? You have a follow-up program?
Right. For the next 6 to 9 months after that, we provide mentors, and then we provide a suite of services. Once again, all these things are at no charge. So we provide – some companies have offered legal help, tax and accounting help, wealth management assistance, some banking services, web construction, you know, website construction and hosting. So there are other companies that aren't as active with the teaching part, but they're providing these services to enable people to at least, you know, get some free services, once again, to jumpstart them in a path to success. So that's the piece that we want to do when they get into execute mode after they're done with the formal education to really get them started. We want to get as many of these folks as we can to really be in business or close to being in business within that first 12 months.
Wow. You also mentioned about veteran and spouse. Can a veteran come participate with their spouse if they're both working together on a company or a nonprofit?
Yeah, at least the program that we run, the VEJ program that is the St. Joe's unique program, We have had in the past the husband and wife team where one of them was a veteran and the other one was a spouse, but they were in the business together, and room permitting, mm-hmm. you know, well, we would encourage that. So we had one in our class last year, and we actually are going to have one in our class this year. We'll actually have a couple husband and wife teams. In one case, we have a husband and wife that are that were both veterans, and in another case, we have one that's a spouse and one that's a veteran. So, you know, if they're in business together, you know, we'd like to be sure that they participate jointly as well, because it's something that they're going to do as a team, and we want to encourage that. You know, space permitting, we're going to encourage it as long as we can.
Great. Now, you mentioned also about other companies that are participating, mentoring. Are they mostly local, or do you have some national companies too?
Well, we use SCORE, which used to be the Service Corps of Retired Executives, but it really just goes by SCORE now. And they are a nationwide
right.
organization. So we use SCORE volunteers here throughout the week to do some, as best we can, one-on-one mentoring to help them primarily with their business plan and their preparation for the venture pitch competition. And then when they go home, if they like the person they have, you know, they can continue that relationship if they're local. If not, it would be obviously a remote through Skype or a telephone, or we could put them in touch with a local resource in their community. So for the guys in California, you know, if they like who they have here, they could keep that. If not, we will connect them with a local resource when they get home.
That's great. Yeah, I actually met with some of the local SCORE people here in Colorado Springs a few years ago, and I believe they were all veterans, and they were really very active in helping, doing courses and classes and all that.
Yeah, and we use them, and they have, you know, good experience and high passion, and that's all we ask for. We leverage the Small Business Administration. You know, so there's a couple organizations like that that have a nationwide scope that when the folks go home, we could kind of put them in touch with local resources that continue to build a relationship or offer some local courses or programs. So we don't want to abandon them once they leave class. It's just tough, you know, geographically when they leave. But fortunately, we've had linkages with two or three nationally known, nationally and regionally active organizations that we know we could connect our veterans with to continue the process toward building their business.
Now, and you clearly have a background to do all this, Ralph. There's your military service, but I was looking at all your awards here. You have quite a few military awards, but you've also been a volunteer, coach, speaker. I mean, you've worked with many organizations, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of it was, you know, when the kids were young, you got involved in different organizations, you know, either as a coach or Special Olympics or working with your church or your school, you know, just a part of kind of parenting. And then, you know, as they got older and I got older, you know, a lot of it, you know, tended to focus more on civic and veterans related activities. And then certainly when I retired about 5 or 6 years ago, kind of dedicated myself more toward the veteran community. And then when the St. Joe's opportunity opened up, you know, that's kind of yanked me out of retirement. It was tough to turn down working for your alma mater and helping veterans. So we built the organization, and we're kind of back in that sweet spot again. And we're trying to keep ourselves really focused without trying to dilute our resources and our funding too much and really focusing on the entrepreneurship programs and helping our student veterans. So far it's really worked out well.
Absolutely. You sound like a lot of veterans I talk with, Ralph. You'll maybe never retire, but you're out there leading the way, veteran helping veterans, right?
Well, if you're helping veterans, you're right. It's got to be around passion, and you know, whether it's for fee or free or whatever, there's plenty of work that could be done. And as we're seeing today, you know, not to disparage any veterans, but I guess I could say it because I am one. But in many cases, we are really terrible customers, and a lot of us kind of fly below the radar, especially some of these young folks today coming out of the military, being discharged or coming back from deployments. You know, this whole issue around transition and readjustment is really tough for them and their families. And I don't want to say that the DOD or the VA abandons them, but it requires the veteran to be more proactive and to take action on their own behalf. And I think sometimes they come back and really don't know exactly where to go, and sometimes their families don't know where to point them, and a lot of their support structure and infrastructure that they're used to, the discipline in the military, is gone. And like I said, if we could intercept these guys when they're still carrying a duffel bag, we could really help them a lot. And I think that's where we fall short a little bit. So one of my impassioned pleas is obviously to the veteran to come to a source of information, whether it's a school, your county, or a veteran service organization like American Legion or Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America or whoever it happens to be, to find out who could help you with services and programs. But also, really, I find a big burden should be on the parents and the family and the neighbors and people in churches and schools. Everybody knows a veteran, and I think it's incumbent on them to really challenge this veteran by saying, you know, what are you doing? Are you getting help? Are you getting any benefits? And if not, really lead them and force them to somebody that can help them. And if it's in the Philadelphia area, they could call us at St. Joe's. And if it's not us directly, we know we are only one phone call away from a trusted resource that could help them.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, I appreciate all that you're doing. And anything else you'd like to add about your program or maybe
no, they could just visit us.
How they get involved?
Okay. Yeah, they can reach us anytime at sju.edu/veterans. Our phone number's on the webpage. If they're interested in the entrepreneurship program, call us. If they're just struggling with whether to go to school or not, or what school to go to, or how do I handle my GI Bill, call us. We're getting at least a couple calls a week now from parents or family members or veterans that see our activity and know that we're veteran-friendly and we have a dedicated staff. So we're getting more and more calls about folks that want to get their undergraduate or graduate degrees, and that's really encouraging. So the word's getting out, but we are just there to help. You know, I mean, it costs them nothing, and, you know, there's no charge for any of these services. We just want them to try to reach out to us.
Absolutely. Well, we'll do what we can to get your program out, and hopefully we can help some more in the future, too.
Great. I appreciate that very much.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you, Ralph. And before we close, though, would you like to give a shout-out to our men and women who are still serving today?
Absolutely. You know, as a Vietnam vet, you know, we weren't, with the exception of the POWs, we weren't really welcomed home all that much. So I really want to give a shout-out to especially all our active duty folks, especially those in harm's way, and to their families that support them. And for those that are recently home, you know, welcome home. Please find some help. Get somebody that you could trust to give you good advice and counsel. And then also a special shout-out always to our veterans. So we appreciate everything you've done for our country.
Great. Well, thank you, Al. Thank you again for your service and for continuing to serve. Look forward to working with you in the future.
My pleasure, and thanks for giving me the time to talk.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, folks, you've been listening again on TalkingWithHeroes.com. We've been talking with Ralph Galati. He's a Vietnam veteran, POW, 14 months as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. But now he's working with the St. Joseph's University with their Veterans Entrepreneurship Program, sju.edu/veterans. Sounds like a great program, helping a lot of veterans. And so I want to thank you all for listening. I always ask that if you like what you've heard, please share this. We will have the post on our two Facebook pages, Talking with Heroes and Talking with Heroes Program. Also on LinkedIn, Twitter, Talk with Heroes, Pinterest, and Google+. And so if you see any of those posts on there, social media that you're on, please share the post and even put your comments about what you thought about this program. And especially if you know any veterans or military families or spouses, let them know about this opportunity. And so before we close, I want to also give a shout-out. First of all, thank you to all of our veterans and families for your service to our country. Thank you to our first responders and your families for your service across America. And to those men and women who are active duty military, as Ralph said, we really appreciate what you're doing. For those of you who may be in an area where you are in harm's way, be careful, stay alert, God bless you. We look forward to you coming home soon. And God bless you. God bless America.